This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're two unique guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Morning. Time for another edition of the Doug and Danny Show. Breaking news at the top of the show today. Sports Center reporting that Tito's brother Marlon Jackson has signed a 2-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. Means no reunion, I guess.
That's breaking news of the day.
Holy moly. Glad to have you along with us. Glad to be back in studio here in Kearney. And we are ready to go, I guess, for this final day of March.
Already. 77 degrees the last couple days, and a little bit breezy, but we'll take the warmer weather as we get a little bit, I guess, into spring. It's already springtime. We're finally getting that springtime weather, but back from Kansas City, back from the women's regional tournament, where last night people shook their heads, where was that Kentucky team on Sunday night, I think, was basically what everybody that was a Nebraska women's basketball fan felt. Where did they go? They came out, got off to that red-hot start just like they did against Nebraska, went ahead 17-4, and then all of a sudden here came Oklahoma. Much like you expected Nebraska to come back, they never did. Oklahoma did come back, take a 43-39 lead at the half, and then basically pull away in the second half for a 20-point win.
Oklahoma shot 61% for the game from the field. Kentucky shot 33%, including 23%. In the second half, those short shots that they were making against Nebraska, they were not making last night. And I mean, what a disparity in shooting percentage in this basketball game. That's just unbelievable. Oklahoma last night, 32 for 62 from the field. Kentucky, 23 of 70 from the field. And that's the difference in this basketball game, and obviously some pressure. And Victoria Dunlap had 31 of the 68 points for Kentucky. They shot 33% and found a way to score 68 points last night.
What did Victoria shoot from the field? You have that at
hand? She was 10 of 18 and made all the free throws. She was 11 of 12 from the free throw line. 11 of 12 from the free throw line last night. As a team, they were 20 of 22, so they did make 20 free throws last night, and Oklahoma was 19 out of 21, so both teams spectacular. And yesterday, Michelle Vopel told us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Kansas City that she thought Nyesha Stevenson would be the key because she was a quicker point guard and maybe the quickest point guard in the country, and she's what keyed the comeback. As both coaches said, Oklahoma's going to turn the ball over, and teams are going to turn the ball over against Kentucky, but you have to offset that by making some nice plays. And it came down to Stevenson, 31 points in the ball game last night on 12 of 17 shooting. She was the difference in the basketball game.
Yeah, to get out and run, turn into fast break points a lot of time for Oklahoma. That pressure, they make a long pass and then have a two-on-one down there. Congratulations. They head back to the Final Four. Obviously, two Big 12 teams in there. It's interesting when you look at Stanford with one loss, Connecticut with a zero loss, of course. You got the two Big 10 teams, or Big 12 teams, with 9 and 10 losses, respectively. So, looks like Stanford and UConn will be the heavy favorites, probably in those first two games. And then Connecticut, a 40-point win last night, comes out and absolutely, the One All-American doesn't even play 10 minutes in the first half, and they still win by 40. So, looks to be Connecticut's, but we'll see if anybody can challenge them.
No. I don't know how much we'll worry about this later in the week, but everybody's interested to see this matchup between Connecticut and Baylor, and Brittany Griner in there and what she can do against the two All-Americans and Charles and Moore. Gino Auriemma is just going to bury Baylor. He's going to do everything he can to get her out of the game, either get her in foul trouble or negate her. And Baylor doesn't have that much going outside of her. I think Connecticut has another big win on Sunday night. I mean, Baylor very good, but he will find a way to negate one player.
Seems to, with all the talent they've got.
Maybe they'll only win by 20 or 25, They've averaged 47-point victories in their first four. So, I mean, nobody's beating this team. We've seen on TV and up close the other teams. Connecticut's going to win it, but let's see who they play. The interesting thing is, the two teams that have given them the best tussle, they will play one of them in the finals, either Stanford or Oklahoma. Oklahoma giving them their closest game of the year in Norman earlier this year. So no matter what, Connecticut is going to have a finalist opponent that they have already played this season. Stanford's only loss coming at the hands of Connecticut earlier this year. You'll hear it Sunday, the Final Four, Tuesday, the championship game for the women, Saturday, the Final Four, Monday, the championship game for the men, right here on ESPN Radio. So a big game last night, and glad to be back. I mean, there was a lot of folks that I think were happy to see the coverage down there. And the funny thing is, with Nebraska going, there was a lot more coverage of that regional because it was Nebraska, because, well, we don't have a pro team, not much else is going on right now, so everybody's going to go cover the Huskers, which made it look, and it did look, and it was more coverage than any other teams had down there.
Doug, did you think the crowd was better than maybe even they expected last night? I thought it pretty decent, at least on TV. It looked like there were a few people in the seats.
Well, that's the key. They pack them on the sides, and they don't show you anything else. I mean, you remember when UNK held the Division II 2 years in a row, they wanted everybody to sit on one side because that's where they were going to have the TV cameras, and it would look full. The second year, they didn't have to worry about it when South Dakota was here because it was full down low, down below. They didn't set much up top, but fill that lower bowl and make it look and make it be boisterous. And that's the same thing with all the other sites. They set those venues up with what they're expecting to take place in the attendance and in the fan attendance.
Now it's attendance just over 4,000 last night, and I think the people we talked to, Peter Irwin being one of those, they thought hopefully they'd have 1,000 there. Well, I think they, you know, just by looking at the people, I think they at least had 2,500, and maybe that 4,000 includes the all-session passes that were purchased by some Nebraska fans, but nonetheless, it looked like they had a few more people than maybe they expected.
Doug and Daddy Show, we've got our Loper Link segment coming up today. I think we're going to talk a little track with Coach Andy Meyer. We'll also, at the second half of the show, talk some hockey with Drew Schenick. He is expected to join us in studio today as there's two home games left. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to those games this weekend on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, Troutman's Trivia today. We're back in studio, so we're going to do Troutman's Trivia today, a chance to win a $25 gift card coming up sometime this hour, so stay with us for that. We remind you the phone lines are open. We're back in studios. Love to talk to you about the men's, the women's tournament, what's going on spring-wise with baseball or anything else that's going on. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go there, because I know Daddy has a comment on this. Kurt in Hastings says, Doug and Daddy, what has become of the Nebraska baseball program? Do you think, based on how the season has gone so far, that Nebraska will not even qualify for the Big 12 tournament for the second year in a row? Hopefully they can turn things around, but after a game like last night, when they struggled to beat a team like the 1-13 Fighting Sioux of North Dakota, you have to wonder. Kurt in Hastings. North Dakota was up on Nebraska 10-0 last night. The Huskers scored 4 in the 8th, 2 in the bottom of the 9th, and came back to win it 11-10. Mike Nessus was scheduled to start the game. Then they went through an MRI and found out he is severely injured, elbow injury. He is out for the season. They lost Josh Sheffert to a broken hand when he was hit by a pitch in the Oklahoma series on Saturday. So a couple of early bright spots aren't even with the team. And I don't care who's out there. They say these midweek things are for developing players. You're not going to develop anything when you're getting beat 10-0 by a team that's only played 12 games all season at your house on a beautiful night to play baseball in North Dakota.
Yeah, they were 1-12, had six hitters hitting under 200 entering the game, and come out and just... Yeah, you give up early runs, but to show the grit and to come back like they did, it's 11-10 win. Nebraska lost five games in their last at bat and somebody else's last at bat. They finally get that trend reversed a little bit. They win one. all right, you're supposed to win these midweek games. That's what we did last night. They won the midweek game. You go back, you take care of business today, gives you a good feeling heading in the weekend with Oklahoma State. You know, should we fire Mike Anderson right now? You know, you've already got those websites. You've heard that for the last 2 years. Will they qualify for the Big 12 baseball tournament? Looks like their pitching's much improved. Looks like they've got some pop in the lineup. I think they will eventually get things right to ship. I think they'll get it right. I think Oklahoma State's not a Texas or not an Oklahoma. I think we can get the series from them. And then you just got to get some positive momentum going forward in the Big 12 Conference. Some of these kids, you know, especially pitching-wise, and Lemke especially, they haven't pitched these Big 12 series. They're young kids. You got to get them acclimated to the Big 12 to see how fast those hitters are coming up at you and how deep these lineups are. Give them a little bit of time here. Don't give up on them yet.
888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. The Kearney Hub website is reporting this morning that former UNK women's basketball coach Carol Russell is going to be named the new coach at Upper Iowa University in Fayette, Iowa. There is nothing on their website yet this morning that has confirmed that, but Russell, according to KearneyHub.com, is going to be named the new coach at Upper Iowa. A press conference supposedly going on at this moment. Russell resigned from UNK. That's what they say. Let's say it was a mutual agreement. Her teams posted a combined 163-79 and two RMAC conference championships, five NCAA tournament appearances. She's inheriting a team that went 2-25 last year.
Yeah. Yeah. That conference they play in is a good one.
The Northern Sun.
So
why?
It's going to be a battle.
Why? Is that a case where you're just looking for any job? I mean, it has to be. Why else would you take that job? 2-25. So good luck to Coach Russell, and I don't know what kind of a staff she'll be keeping or putting together, but again, according to KearneyHub.com, late this morning, Carol Russell expected to be named the new head coach at Upper Iowa University, another Division II program. Contacts at UNK, we have understood that the field has been narrowed, but we cannot confirm that. We have not had a response from the Sports Information Department or from Athletic Director John McBride, and we've made some inquiries, and we haven't heard back. Well, we heard from John McBride on this show last week that they were narrowing it down and that they were hoping to have a selection made by mid-April, and that they may or may not let us know who the finalists are. Right now, may not, I guess.
Yeah, apparently it looks that way. The rumors are they've got it down to three people, but no one knows who those three people are, supposedly. So hopefully we'll hear from Peter. Hopefully we'll hear from John in the near future to get that straightened out.
From the Dan Popper inbox, John and Carney says, nice job, Kentucky. Way to hack up a furball. I don't know.
Where was that against Nebraska?
The shots didn't fall. Well, yeah, so? I mean, Oklahoma shoots 61%. We're not going to beat. Nebraska's not going to beat them either. All right. Now, maybe they would have played them different. Nebraska fans, two of the teams that played you tougher than anybody were Oklahoma and Baylor. They're both in the Final Four. Take it for what it's worth. Yeah, we want to be there. Yeah, maybe we were good enough to be there, but it didn't happen. There are other teams that are sitting at home that maybe deserve to be there as well. I mean, we all know Stanford's better than Xavier, and Xavier probably should have won that basketball game.
Yeah, Doug, but sitting there with 19 losses, you can't tell me that they're better than Nebraska. Baylor and Oklahoma combined 19 losses. Nebraska combined 2 losses. I mean...
Combined with who? Connecticut? 2 losses. Yeah, you're right. The Kansas men, what do you want to be? You want to be the Kansas men or you want to be the Nebraska women?
2.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, our weekly Loper Link and Drew Schenick, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Stay with us.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the home finale of the regular season for the Tri-City Storm this weekend as they host Des Moines Friday and Sioux Falls Saturday. Face off both nights at 7:05. You can hear the Storm games on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. The UNK baseball team travels to Mesa State for conference action Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The Hastings College baseball team will host Midland Lutheran Friday and travel to Nebraska Wesleyan Saturday, while the Husker baseball team will host North Dakota this afternoon and travel to Oklahoma State for games Friday night and Saturday and Sunday afternoon. In softball, UNK will be at Regis Friday and Saturday. Hastings College will be hosting Peru State this evening at 4 and 6. And the Nebraska softball team will travel to Texas Tech for Big 12 action Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm Doug Duda.
In its heyday, Detroit was the center of the universe for cars and music. Now, Ford Field in Detroit is the home of another Ford.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that, the terrific slap shot right down the slot.
The NCAA Frozen Four Championships, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for lots of sunshine. Should be breezy and mild with high temperatures topping out near 76 degrees with winds out of the north around 15 miles per hour. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 63.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where every Wednesday we bring you our Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th Street, where they've got your textbooks, the cheapest guaranteed. Ask the manager for details. And don't forget, they carry a lot of Loper gear. It's from Campus Authentic, so real the coach might put you in. They're just south of the Health and Sports Center, or you can visit them online from wherever you're at, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. And the weather's nice enough to be outside at least half the way around the track. You've got that wind blowing at your back. And Andy Meyer, head track coach, along with Brady Bonzel at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, great to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's good to be back on.
Well, let's start. We're kind of in that transition. You've been outdoors, but since we last talked to Brady, you've had some kids that went to the indoor national meet and did fairly well. Give us a recap of how things went out west.
Well, you know, it was a good experience for us overall. We had a nice group of kids that went. Obviously, Dane Toby was kind of the highlight of the trip, finishing runner-up in the shot put. I was very pleased with how he threw and get back over 60 feet. That was a great accomplishment at the national meet. The rest of the kids didn't come away finishing as high as we would have liked. I think Spencer Huff was probably, very disappointed in the fact that he fouled his first two jumps and then he got hurt on his third. If he wouldn't have fouled his first two, I think he would have scored fairly high in the meet. So, overall, he had good performances. It's unfortunate that he got hurt. The other ones, they got a good experience there. Sam Murphy, in the shot put, she threw decent, I would say, not as well as she would have liked. A year ago at the national meet, the distance that Sam threw would have placed her fifth place. So, she ended up 10th. So that was disappointing, but, we had a good experience at the national meet. Obviously, right now, we're just getting started in the outdoor season, and, we're looking forward to that.
Andy, what part of the track season, are there just different parts that you want kids to peak at and compete well at, or how do you do that? What's the most important part of the track season?
Well, we try to peak twice. You know, we try to peak once indoor, obviously at either conference or nationals, depending on what level the athlete is at. And obviously we want to peak again at the end of the outdoor season. So, you know, right now we're kind of in a stage where we're really regrouping and, you know, they're training hard. They're training with a lot of volume. And you know, it's one of those things where you got to kind of take a step back in order to take two steps forward. So, we're in that stage right now. Like I said, they're a little bit beat up from the weight room and just, regrouping our training, but, everything from now points towards, you know, early May, early to mid-May. So,
Andy Meyer, a track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our weekly Loper Link segment. The kids got to be outside on Sunday at Hastings College. Talk about how that went and what you were looking for.
Well, we were just obviously looking for some decent weather, and we finally found it. Unfortunately, we had to move things to Sunday. But this time of year, you take what you can get. But like I said, overall, I was pleased with how things went. You know, we had some good performances to start the season. We had quite a few provisional qualifying marks, and we got a few kids on the list. So that was kind of the goal, is just to get things started and get the rest off. So this weekend we go down to Hayes, Kansas, and we're looking forward to this meet. I think it's going to be a step up from where it's been in the past. It's kind of a quad type meet. It's going to be scored Pittsburgh State, Fort Hays State, ourselves, and Chadron State. So it's kind of, you know, in some ways, the RMAC against the MIAA. So it'll be fun.
Andy, lately you guys have announced 11 kids that are coming to compete for you in next season's. You want to comment on them and maybe who highlights that group coming in?
Well, I don't want to highlight any one particular athlete. Obviously, we're pleased with where we're at recruiting right now. We've got quite a bit of work to do here between now and, you know, what I would say would be the end of the high school season. But, you know, I'm pleased with the numbers. We're going to have a good-sized squad next year. Probably we'll increase the numbers from where we are this year. And obviously in those numbers, you're going to find some strength. And, you know, that's kind of our goal is you know, just we'd like to keep our depth. And that's having that depth and balance is really what it takes for us to feel like we compete at the conference level.
Well, one of the kids is out of the backyard here, and Dylan Snyder, not only is he from Kearney High, but he's a thrower, and really, he's about the only weight guy that you've brought in this class, at least out of this crew.
As of right now, he is. We've got a couple other kids we're talking to right now, but, you know, I'm excited to get Dylan. He's already thrown, obviously, over 180 feet for this time of year in March. That's a great throw, and I think he's got a lot more in him. So it's exciting to pick up another, you know, what I would call a high-profile recruit that I think can come in and you know, maybe not the first year, if not the first year, the second year, be a potential national qualifier All-American for us. So it's good to get some more young blood in there.
Andy, I've got to ask you, you know, we've all got our favorite track athletes. Bryson Mahlberg happens to be mine. I freely admit my man crush for Bryson. How's he coming along?
He's coming along great. I enjoy working with him. I've gotten, obviously, as a decathlete, I'm obviously the throws coach. I enjoy working with those decathletes and getting to know them because you know, I don't see him a lot, but he's working hard. He's a great athlete. He's got a nice attitude towards things and gets along well with others. He's a lot of fun. I think he's going to do real well for us.
Andy Meyer joins us for just another minute with UNK Track. Sam Murphy's going through her last go-round. We've talked a lot about her because she's always qualifying for the Nationals. What could she do to cap off a stellar career this outdoor season?
Well, you know, she's off to a good start. Really kind of opened my eyes on Sunday how well she threw the hammer. She threw the hammer over 170 feet, which was a big PR for her. And I think she's a lot more relaxed. She's got had some great experiences here at UNK, and I think she's just trying to have some fun this senior year and you know, I think she's going to do well. Obviously, she's starting out real well and everything, and I hope we can keep that going for her. But you know, she's obviously, we've got high expectations of her. You know, and not only because she's a senior, but what she's done in the past. I think she's going to come into the outdoor season with a little more of a little more drive to finish a little stronger at the national meet. You know, I know she was very disappointed with how she finished at indoor nationals in that shot put, but her main goal is to come out and throw well at the big meet this year, and I think, you know, her experience indoor should give her a little bit of drive to do that.
Finally, Andy, we've done this enough on the show here and talked in the past that it used to be if you were picked third or fourth in the RMAC in track or cross country, you were like one of the top five teams in the country because of Adams and Western. The women were picked second by the coaches, and the men a close third behind Shattering State. Is UNK starting to pick up a lot more momentum? Are some of the parity starting to come around? Some of the top dogs slipping? What's the story there?
I think some of the parity's coming around. I think... We got bitten by the injury bug on the men's side during the indoor season, and we're still not recovered from that. So, you know, I doubt we have for the outdoor season. That's going to hurt us. You know, Cody Klein is questionable. You know, we do have some people back. We do have some events. I think Alan Osborne's finally getting on board and on track with his running and hurdles. Obviously, in the throws, we've got a couple additional throwing events that are going to be, you know, that'll help us. But I think the parity has come around. There's just the teams are a lot more even now on the men's side. On the women's side, you know, I can't complain one bit on how our women competed at the conference indoor. And I think they're having a great time, and they're healthy, and you know, they're going to take that momentum into the outdoor season. And I think we're gonna finish strong. Can we beat Adams? I don't know. But, you know, I think we're going to sure give them a test.
Andy, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep them all healthy.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Meyer, track coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, along with Brady Bonzel, joining us on our Loper link. Couple other Loper notes. Softball team battles again against a very good UNO team, but they dropped the doubleheader yesterday in Kearney, and they fall by scores in that doubleheader of 3-1 and 5-4. The Lopers will be back in action at Regis Thursday and Friday. The baseball team is out at Mesa Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We just told you about the track team. Spring football continues for the Lopers as well, and we mentioned earlier that it looks like UNK former women's basketball coach Carol Russell will be the new head coach at Upper Iowa University, and as soon as we know more about the new head coach for the UNK women, we'll be passing that along to you. Our Loper Link every Wednesday brought to you in part by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons they have the loans, and by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, open with textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by just south of the Health and Sports Center or check them out at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com. You know, it's this kind of weather that actually makes you want to cool off a little bit. Coming up, we'll talk hockey.
Oh! All right. I was thinking about having a beer when you said that.
When aren't you? Drew Shattuck, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, joins us live in studio to talk about the two wins they are going to get this weekend and the three more after that and the four more after that right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I'm 3 weeks into the P90X program. Here's what I'm seeing and feeling. Yeah, I'm tight, but I'll tell you more than anything, this motivates me. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. Once you get on a roll, you can't wait to get home because you can see it working. Here's who P90X is really going to appeal to. People who are motivated, results-oriented, competitive, former athletes. I guarantee you, you're going to thank me for steering you to P90X. Here's the radio-only offer for my audience. Try P90X risk-free for the full 90 days. That's right. Try the entire 90-day circuit. And if you aren't blown away by the results, you get your money back. Call 800-301-7909, 800-301-P90X. Go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. Again, get the radio-only 90-day guarantee at either ESPNRadio.com/Colin or 800-301-P90X.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center provides a continuum of physical therapy care, including treatment of neck and back pain, post-surgical rehab, women's health, and pediatric services. Walk-ins are welcome to our facility located in the Kearney Clinic building. Family Physical Therapy.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for lots of sunshine. Should be breezy and mild with high temperatures topping out near 76 degrees with winds out of the north around 15 miles per hour. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 63.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we feed our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show with the fine food at Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and also at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, with the huge indoor playground for the kids, also located in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. If you like breakfast, two sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for just $3 for 6 to 11, or the Steakhouse Thick Burger. Great flame-broiled taste, 30% larger than that, well, other so-called burger down the street. Check them out at Burger King, and we are pleased to welcome into the studio the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, as they get ready for two huge games coming up Friday and Saturday, and we hope they're not the final two games of the season. Drew, welcome back in.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Let's talk about the playoffs. Actually, probably began for you last week, if not the week before, because you knew you had to start getting wins if you were even going to qualify for the West Division.
Well, it is, and you know it's been a fight here all the way through, and you know Sioux City's been on our back. We got a little bit of room on them, and then we kind of stumbled down the stretch, and they won some games probably that we didn't think they would win to close the gap, and here we sit point ahead with two games to go. Both teams have two to go here, so it's certainly exciting times, and it's going to be kind of like a playoff game atmosphere Friday and Saturday.
You certainly feel a sense of urgency on Saturday after dropping the one last Friday.
Well, yeah, I mean, every game's urgent, and, you know, I think if you spend your time looking backwards, which I think we have a little bit, you know, you kind of lose focus of what's coming ahead. So, you know, again, it was nice to get the game in Lincoln on Saturday, get ourselves feeling good about ourselves, and get that extra point ahead here going into these final two games at home.
We had Coach Fink on the show last week. The mentality with Omaha being number one and Lincoln being at the bottom, and knowing that if you make the playoffs you're going to play Omaha, was there a lot more energy in that contest on Friday, and did that translate into the slow start Saturday at all?
Well, yes and no. I mean, again, it's, you know, it's a situation we go into every game expecting to win, and, you know, obviously there's opponents that might be a little easier than others, but, you know, I thought, you know, we weren't horrible against Omaha. I didn't think we were our best, and, you know, again, as you go into the Lincoln game on Saturday, I'm sure the guys knew the scope of the magnitude of that game, whether we, you know, if we don't win that game, the mountain gets a little bit higher, and, you know, again, I think nerves play a big factor, and, you know, you look around our dressing room, I think we have seven guys maybe that played in the Clark Cup playoffs, and you know when the other team's winning hockey games and they're right on your tail, you kind of tighten up a little bit. But you know our guys found a way to get it done on Saturday, and hopefully we can carry that momentum here against Des Moines on Friday.
Well, Drew, the baseball season's starting, and you've had a couple guys that have been in a mini slump, four games without a goal for Mr. Schwartz. He gets one against Lincoln, maybe that jump starts him.
Well, it does, and you know, again, you know, Jaden's been our, you know, our go-to guy here all year. But you know, the thing that I think a lot of people forget is he's 17 years old, and you look at the other guys that are top scorers in the league, Matt White with the Omaha Lancers. He's a 20-year-old. He's got 3 more years of development on him, and you know, some of the guys that are chasing him outside of maybe the young man that plays in Des Moines and TJ Tynan are all 19. So, you know, again, when Jaden goes in a bit of a slump, we notice it. But you know, for a 17-year-old, I think he's had a heck of a year, and it's nice to get him back on the score sheet, certainly, so he can get feeling good about themselves. And you know, we got some other guys here we need to get back on the score sheet. Hopefully they can you know, break through here this weekend.
We're talking with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned Des Moines. That's the first game up on Friday. Let's take a look at them. What kind of a team are they? Especially, again, Daddy touched baseball, basketball. We've been hearing so much basketball. Well, this team matches up better or not so well, or they connect on certain levels. Take me through Des Moines and Sioux Falls and how the matchup on the ice looks for you.
Well, I think, you know, we match up well against both teams. I think it's a matter of us getting out and getting our legs going early and playing physical. I think Des Moines is a team that's very offensive. I think up front they've got a lot of weapons. You know, they come at you, they'll score goals, but, you know, they might be a little lacking in their own zone here a little bit. So we have to make sure that, you know, coming out against them, we've got to neutralize their big guns here a little bit, stay out of the penalty box so they get a lot of power play goals. But we also got to make sure that we're playing in their zone and making them play below the tops of their circles. I think if we do that, you know, we'll have success. And then, you know, moving into Saturday, you've got Sioux Falls, who I think is a very complete team. I think they're decent in goal. I think they play well in their own zone, and they kind of score by committee. But you know, they're a team that's very similar to us, where, you know, they'll work hard and they won't give you much, but we just have to make sure that you know, we can put the pressure on them and make sure we get some bodies in front of their goalie.
Drew, when you mentioned Jaden Swartz being 17, and you got several young players on this squad, this time of the year, do the legs go a little bit more than a kid with 3 years more maturity on him, a little bit more muscle on him maybe?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, it's, you know, at this time of year, you know, you're going through your practices, you're more maintaining, you know, the physical conditioning that you've got. You're touching, you know, base on any questions with system work. And, you know, again, Jaden's played a lot here for us this year, so, you know, there might be an element of tiredness there, but at the end of the day, all the best players have played a lot around the league. So, you know, everybody kind of has to suck it up and get after it. And, you know, we've got a great opportunity staring us in the face here with two home games with a you know, 2 games at home with a point lead, so you couldn't ask for much more.
There's a special event going on Thursday, Derek. It's a fan skate and kind of a pep rally type deal from 6:30 to 8, and a lot of things going on Thursday.
Yeah, it is a kind of a playoff rally. They've got a free skate going, trying to get people out, get people pumped up going into the Friday and Saturday night games, and obviously we want to put butts in the seats over this weekend. So come on out, we'll have some fun on Thursday night, obviously, get ready for Friday and Saturday games.
Also on Friday, as part of Fan Appreciation Weekend, the Storm is offering $1 tickets to all students beginning at 1 o'clock Thursday. This anywhere from little kids to college students. The discounts available with a valid student ID for college students. They'll be sold by the Storm staff from the parking lot of Viera Wireless, just west of the UNK campus. The price changes to $2 at 2 p.m., $3 at 3 p.m., so all the students at UNK get over there and pick up your $1 ticket at 1 o'clock. Thursday's one-day-only special will continue from 3 to 8 at the Viera Events Center. Tickets selling for $3 at 3, $4 at 4, and then $5 from 5 to 8. Student prices will continue to be offered during the playoff rally for fans Thursday night at the Event Center from 6:30 to 8, and we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets here in just a little bit as well. Drew, as you went 58 games into the season now, and you're right here in that playoff hunt, I think everybody believes, no matter what happens this weekend, a vast improvement with the Tri-City Storm. Your thoughts on where you are, not knowing exactly what's going to happen this weekend, being 58 games into your career as the coach here of the Storm?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we're happy where we're at. I mean, I'd rather be a point ahead than a point behind, and you know, I think a lot of people, you know, we're kind of picking us to be the lower end here again, just based on, you know, our draft and the players we had coming in our preseason where we didn't win a game, and you know, all the naysayers kind of had us picked low. But you know, we have a great group of guys here that really bought into what we've tried to do, and you know, our goal right from the start was to make the playoffs, and you know, we're right there with 2 games to go. And if somebody would ask me at the start of the year, you know, if if you'll take two home games to win to get into the USHL playoffs, will you do it? I'll, you know, absolutely, I would have done it. So, you know, again, we're right there. Our job's not done, and I don't want guys to get satisfied. But, you know, we're happy with what the guys have accomplished, but it's, you know, the job's not done yet.
Drew, anybody the last 10 games that's really stepped up and started playing at a different level or maybe got on to maybe caught up with the system to where maybe you thought they might be earlier in the season?
Well, yeah, you know, we've had some of our, you know, our secondary scoring guys come through. I think Cody Murphy's really playing well for us right now. And, you know, another guy that that's playing well is Matt Johnson, number 26. You know, he's a player that, you know, blocks every shot. He gets the puck out. He finishes every check and scored a big goal for us here in Lincoln. And, you know, those are the guys that the foot soldiers that you need to, you know, to carry you through. Everybody knows who Jaden and Ratto and those guys are. But, you know, when your secondary scoring can come through for you, it certainly puts a big dent into the other team. And you know, those guys have stepped to the fore, and we just needed, you know, all hands on deck here this weekend.
And Drew, have you decided what you're going to do in net these two games?
Well, I kind of thought we wouldn't go with a goalie. I figured we'd play, you know, six skaters out and just try and really put the pressure on them here. So, you know, we're really going to go for that playoff spot. But
Well played, well done.
You know, we brought Carson in as a 20-year-old import to win big games for us, and you know, we're gonna ride the horses here and see how it goes. I know that Steven played very well for us in Lincoln and got us the big win. But you know, you got to go to your go-to guys here to get the job done.
Sounds outstanding, and Drew will see you out on the ice this weekend, and you know, don't trip over any Easter eggs, just hockey pucks. Take them all away.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Drew Shinnick, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Derek, from the outside, how much coach speak did we just hear, and how much of, you know?
Oh, there might have been a little coach speak mixed in there, but he's good. Hey, coach, I think he's got the team headed in the right direction. A huge improvement from last year, like you said, Doug.
One more question before we let you go. The Frozen Four on ESPN is this week. You get a chance to watch any of it. Who do you like?
Well, I've watched a little bit of it. I got to go with Miami. I think that, you know, Miami, Ohio, you know, had a heartbreaker last year where, you know, they coughed up a couple goals late and then only to lose it in overtime. I think the experience carries through for them. And, you know, when we picked our pool, I had a Miami-Wisconsin final. So hopefully both those guys get in there. If they do, I think I probably win it.
How come we didn't have a NCAA hockey tournament challenge?
We didn't know who was playing in it.
Game one, pregame tomorrow at 3:45. It's Wisconsin against Rochester.
Yeah, Rochester Institute of Tech. Is that right?
That's correct.
I'm going to refer to him as Rochester. And then Miami of Ohio against Boston College, pregame approximately 7:15. And then the championship game is coming up on the 10th. That's a week away, right?
Yes.
That's a week away. It's not tomorrow. It's a week away.
So Wisconsin plays. Okay, Rochester would be the Tri-Lambs. And the Alpha Betas would be Wisconsin, because they're nerds. Rochester Institute, yeah, nerds. They're going down.
Well, they played good hockey, so who knows?
Cornell, Kentucky, what are you doing to me? Let's give away some tickets to Tri-City Storm Hockey. You can choose Friday or Saturday night's game, a family four-pack. We'll give them away to caller 5 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 5 gets four tickets to either Friday or Saturday night's game. You choose, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this. It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. Trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. NCAA Tournament, March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores. Ace is ranked highest in customer satisfaction among home improvement stores.
3 years in a row, and it still sounds sweet. Get in, get help, get on with your life at ACE, the helpful place. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Visit your neighborhood ACE hardware store today.
We're mid-sized businesses,
the engines of a smarter planet.
The explosion of data within our companies provides tremendous opportunity.
But we need the right tools to take advantage of it.
IBM Cognos Express is the first and only
integrated business intelligence and planning solution
built and priced to meet the needs of mid-sized companies.
Solutions start at $25 per user per month. Go to ibm.com/engine/Cognos.
Price assumes a 36-month full payout and is subject to change by IBM without notice.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Taking a look at your weather eye forecast for today. Look for lots of sunshine. Should be breezy and mild with high temperatures topping out near 76 degrees with winds out of the north around 15 miles per hour. I'm weather eye meteorologist Colin Witherow. Right now, 63.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The weather's pretty nice out.
Weather is nice out. Maybe you're going for that initial jog of the spring to get outside, get some fresh air. Oh, damn it, hamstring. We just went. Well, they're waiting for you. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, there to fix whether you're injured, you need physical therapy, you need occupational therapy, whether you need speech and language therapy. That's right, speech and language therapy. Janice Sire, Sean Heemstra, Crystal Heinrichs, all there for your speech and language therapy. Sean Heemstra is the one I go to. He pronounces my R's better. That's right. Sean Heemstra is waiting for you. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The main clinic is in the basement of the Kearney Clinic. The rehab clinic, that's right, 615 West 39th Street. They're waiting for you today. Call them today, 308-698-2820. Excellence in rehabilitation, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Part of our coverage of the NCAA Women's Basketball Regional brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and the fine folks at Dyna-Grow, where they are dedicated to serving you. When they step on the farm, they offer you only the best seed for your farm, representing a national brand that focuses its research on your success. Congratulating the Lady Huskers and Kelsey Griffin on the fine season. Griffin named a first-team All-American yesterday. Grow with the best. Dyna-Grow. Contact your local Dyna-Grow dealer. If you don't know who that is or want to find out more, call 1-800-652-9298. 1-800-652-9298. Grow with Dyna-Grow. And last night, as we said, advancing on to the Final Four, Connecticut by 40 over Florida State. And also last night, a big win for Oklahoma, shooting 61% over Kentucky.
And no big surprise there, no big surprise there, but Connecticut. Is the over-under right now 20 points on what they win the deal by?
I would think so. Who won our hockey tickets, bro?
Got Matt from Kearney. He's heading to a Friday's game, Des Moines in town, so hopefully we get a win there.
We'll give you another chance to win Tri-City Storm hockey tickets on tomorrow's program. The East Division is already set in the USHL. Green Bay is your champion. They will take on Waterloo, while Cedar Rapids will take on Indiana in these best-of-five series that get underway next week. Both those series will start on Wednesday, April the 7th.
Doug, a little bit of horse racing news here. Basically, a plan to use historic horse racing machines as a life support system for Nebraska's racing industry. Well, it's dead for the year. They've killed the bill, LB 1102, that would allow the machines.
So it's glue? Is that what you're telling me?
It is basically turned into glue, and it's a sad, sad day for horse racing, said Mike Kelly, who lobbies for the horse racing industry. Without the revenue stream, it's going to be very difficult, and that includes a new mile track in Lincoln that's supposed to be taking place and getting built instead of the fairgrounds. And once again, you have to shake your heads when you can drive 50 miles from Lincoln and go see all the slot machines and all the money going over there and all the Nebraska cars sitting in those parking lots that's all going to Iowa when Nebraska won't help itself. And a little disappointing once again. Nonetheless, the bill is dead.
There'll be some great racing going on at Fauner Park this weekend, so don't forget to check that out. Man, it was a jam-packed place on Saturday. Jam-packed, maybe not jam-packed, but full. It was full, especially the clubhouse area.
Yeah, great crowds, and I think that will continue throughout. I don't know if people were just in clothes so much as cold winter or what, but they really came out and supported the horse racing here. People from Kansas City, I know, making their way down and getting some great crowds, so a lot of fun there to get out and see some people.
Or making their way up, is the case.
Well, up. Correct. No Woodlands anymore. Why not come to Fauner Park?
Make their way up. Be making it up. Up.
Making it up and making out.
Nebraska baseball, we talked about being down briefly 10-0 yesterday. Mike Nesseth out for the season. The Nebraska softball team, what a weird way to lose. You're up 2-0 with two outs at the top of the seventh, and all of a sudden a two-run home run ties it the first hit of the game, and then you lose 4-2. It would have been the first no-hitter of seven innings since Ashley DeBeer and the Huskers beat Texas Tech back in 2007. Nebraska did come back to win the nightcap by a score of 5-0. The UNK softball team dropped a pair to UNO. Hastings College softball team won a pair from Dana, 3-1 and 7-0. They play Peru State up next on the 6th, or today, excuse me, at 4 and 6. And the Hastings baseball team beat by York yesterday, 9-4. Didn't really see that coming.
A little bit of a surprise there, but at least they're getting decent weather to play in now, finally. So hopefully you're going to start seeing these teams get some wins just for the simple fact that they're finally getting outside.
Grand Island Northwest, for the second year in a row, is looking for a new football coach. Rube Burbach is stepping down and heading back to Colorado. Everybody was pleased with what he did. He liked what he was doing, but trying to keep the family happy and together and being where they needed to be and move on with their lives. It just wasn't working out here, so he is moving back to Colorado, it appears, and Grand Island Northwest is looking for a new coach.
Well, several coaching searches. Hopefully we'll be able to give you information on here in the near future. So
Irish Ken says, howdy, boys. Sure wish this email was an admission of how wrong I was concerning the Lady Huskers' chances in the tournament, but not so. I want to wish Coach Carol Russell luck at her new school. Those who have followed UNK women's basketball over the last few years can probably guess one of the reasons for her departure. If not, let me give you a hint. Does Tara Neinmeyer, Nicole Grentrod, Katie O'Grady, and Caitlin Petrie ring a bell? All transferring after they came to UNK. That's from Irish Ken. I don't know, but the Huskers lasted longer than the Irish. Just saying, Ken.
Yes, we did, Ken. About 2 hours and 20 minutes longer. But nonetheless, Oklahoma took care of business on the Fighting Irish right before the Huskers took the floor. So, good for them.
Let's do Troutman's Trivia before we get out of here today. Bumping it back today to today because we were on the road the last couple of days. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you have not won the last 2 months, then you are eligible to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. And with the weather the way it is, you're smelling the grills out in your neighborhood. You're going, why can't I grill? Well, you need a Green Mountain Grill, folks, from Troutman's Quality Grill, Troutman's Quality Meats, where you get the quality meat, you put it on the quality grill, and you're ready to go, right, Daddy?
That's exactly right. All the pellets for your grill at Troutman's Quality Meats as well.
Well, let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with today?
This is Bob.
Bob. Oh, well, Daddy, you got the question. Go.
Bob, yesterday the AP All-American team came out. John Wall and Mr. Cousins from Kentucky both find themselves on it. Who was the last player from Kentucky to be an All-American?
First team
All-American. First team All-American.
Wow, let's go with Rex Chapman.
That is incorrect.
Thanks, Bob. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Nobody there. We'll go again. 888-455-ESPN. Now, who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt. Daddy, you got a different question? Well, I thought you had two questions.
Said one question.
Oh, okay.
You got
Derek has a question for Matt.
Oh, Matt, you drew a bad question here. Boston College Yale hockey last night in the NCAA tournament. They're a former Storm player, plays defense for Yale. Name him.
I have no idea.
Try back. We'll give you a different question. 888-455.
That sounds pretty tough.
ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron. How about this one, Daddy? Major League Baseball's opening day. Opening day, it's coming up. I've got a question on that coming up, but Daddy, you got a question on Kentucky basketball.
All right. Two All-Americans named yesterday, Wall Cousins from Kentucky. AP first team All-Americans. Who was the last player from Kentucky to be a first team All-American?
Jamal Mashburn?
That was my guess. That was my guess, Aaron, but it's wrong. Thanks for trying. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Kenny.
Kenny?
Yep.
All right, Kenny. I'm going to throw an easier one out for you. This is baseball season. The Royals open against who on Monday?
I hate baseball. Why'd you ask me who the Storm player was? He's got on with the Avalanche.
That's not the question I'm asking. You're gone. That's out. Bye-bye, Kenny. Thanks for trying. This isn't an editorial. This is a guess. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
It's Bill.
Bill, can you name the last Kentucky player to be a first-team All-American on the men's side?
And somebody already threw out Mashburn, right?
That's right. Right.
Ooh.
What year did you say it was, Tony?
1997.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Hard to believe a story program like Kentucky be that long, but it has been.
Ron Mercer.
You are correct. It's Ron Mercer.
Wow, I didn't think anybody would get that. Bill, nice job. A $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat is coming your way. Hang on the line. Derek will get your information. Wow. The Royals opened with Detroit. Thanks. And the hockey player was who?
Nick Juskowiak.
Oh, jeez. Are you kidding me?
Nick Juskowiak. Didn't realize Nick played for the Storm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you on that one as well. We want to thank Andy Meyer, track coach of the University of Nebraska at Kearney, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also want to thank the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, for joining us on the program today. We have got an outstanding show lined up for you tomorrow. And Derek, I just want you to watch the reaction, because I have lined up a couple of guests that Big Daddy thought we would never get for tomorrow's show. We have a couple of very, very special guests on the show tomorrow. Very special. Dear and near to your heart. I'm only going to tell you one of them, though. Bo Pelini joined us on the show tomorrow to talk spring football. Bo Pelini joins us on the show tomorrow to talk spring football. So don't forget to join us for the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Why don't you try and get a guest? You try and get a guest. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you then.
I'm speechless. I can't wait for 23 hours from now, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.